The palaces, streams, and rivers of this Jannat, every day five times are getting more beautiful. What type of Jannat is being made? Scientists estimate the age of this universe to be 13 to 14 billion years. True or untrue, Allah knows best. Hypothetically, if we assume this universe is 14 billion years old, what does it mean? This hadith, what does it mean? That for more than the last 14 billion years, every day Allah five times is commanding this Jannat to become more beautiful. What? Allahu Akbar. Today a woman sits in front of the mirror, cosmetics, and then more cosmetics, and then more cosmetics. Eventually you say, bhai, you're overdoing it now. You can't get any more beautiful. Now you go to the point when you overdo, you look ugly. We may be laughing, but it's not only women. I remember one place we saw gents' beauty salon. Gents' beauty salon. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba must be turning over in their graves. Men worried about looking beautiful. Rijal, when Quran speaks of men, Allah says these are men, rijal. La tulhihim tijara wa la bay'un an dhikrillah wa iqamis salah wa ita'iz zakah yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi alqulub wal absar min almu'minina rijal sadaqu ma'ahadullah alayh faminhum man qada nahba wa minhum man yantazir wa ma badalu tabdila. Allahu Akbar. Allah speaks of men, not those that are worried about looking beautiful. Such a Jannat is being made. What does Umar say, radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He says, in Firdaus, there is one palace which has 500 doors. Each of these doors have 5,000 of the Hura'een. 2.5 million Hura'een for one palace in Firdaus. Lin-Nabi. Who Allah made this Jannat for? For a Nabi. Allah made this Jannat for a Siddiq. Each time he said this, when he said Nabi, he pointed to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Hani an laka ya sahibi hadha al-qabr, Mubarak to you, O resident of this grave. Then he said, Siddiq, pointed to the grave of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Mubarak to you, O resident of this grave. And then for who? For the one who will sacrifice in the path of Allah. The one who will sacrifice in the path of Allah, Allah prepared a Jannat for him with 2.5 million hoor. And what type of women are these? Hurun Ain, ka'amthal al-lu'lu' al-maknun, jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. Uruban atraba, kawa'iba atraba, ka'annahunna baydhun maknun, ka'amthal al-lu'lu' al-maknun. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, faj'alnahunna abkara, uruban atraba, li'ashab al-yamin. Allahu Akbar. What descriptions Quran gives us of these women? Min asabi'i rijlayha ila rukbatayha min az-zafran, from her toenail to her knees made out of zafran. Min rukbatayha ila thadiyha min al-misk al-khalis, from the knee till the chest is made out of pure musk. Min thadiyha ila unuqiha min al-ambar al-ashhal, from the neck, from the chest to the neck is made out of amber. Min unuqiha ila ra'thiha min al-kafur al-abyad, from the neck to the top of the head is made out of white camphor. خُلِقَتْ مِنْ سُلَالَةِ الْمِسْكِ وَالْعَمْبَرِ وَالْزَعْفْرَانِ وَالْكَافُورِ. She is created from the quintessence, mixture of musk, amber, camphor and zafran. Not of this dunya, of Jannat. And then the hair from the top of the head right down till the heel. How tall is she? How tall is the woman of Jannat? Sittuna ziraan fi samaa iqamatuha, 130 foot tall, 60 zira. How tall are you and I? You'll be wondering, you need a ladder. That was the height, qamati Adam, the height of Adam alayhi salam. Throughout the ages, humanity got shorter and shorter and shorter. Nowadays it's 5 or 6 feet, may go even shorter. One of our elders gives an example. He says one person, He left his horse with his servant. He said, "Make malish the horse. Put oil on the horse." So the servant started malishing the horse. Then the boss was gone. And they say, when the cat is away, the mice will play. Human nature, boss is gone, no one looking. So he tied the horse and he went away to sleep. The thief came and stole the horse. When he woke up, the horse is missing. Now he's worried. When the boss will come, he'll ask, "Where's the horse?" What answer he's going to give? He can't say he went to sleep. So what he does, he finds one rabbit. So when the boss comes, he says, "Hey, bye, where's the horse?" He says, "There's the horse." He starts malishing the rabbit. He says, "This is a rabbit, this is not a horse." He says, "No, I was malishing and malishing. It got shorter and shorter and shorter. Now it became a rabbit." Don't worry, it doesn't have to be like that. In Jannat, the moment the book of deeds will come in the right hand, automatically five changes will occur. Qamati Adam, the height of Adam alayhi salam. Qalbi Ayyub, the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam. Miladu Isa, the age of Isa alayhi salam, 33 years of age for perpetuity. Husnu Yusuf, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Wa khuluqu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Five sifat of anbiya, Allah will give the male of Jannat. Sittuna dhira'an fis samaa iqamatuha. These women will be 60 feet tall. And their beauty, not from cosmetics, not from makeup. Nuru wajihinna min nurillahi ta'ala. The nur of their face will be from the nur of Allah. لو بسقت بسقة في سبعة أبحر لكانت أحلى من العسل. If she had to spit, there's no spit in Jannah, no phlegm. Anything negative is not found in Jannah. But if this woman had to force herself and gather a few drops of saliva, and she had to spit, the waters of the oceans of the world will become sweeter than honey. If the Miss Universe of today had to spit in your jar of honey, you'll take the honey and throw it away. These women, their spit will make the waters of the ocean sweeter than honey. يَذَلُّ يَنْذُرُ إِلَيْهَا. The Jannati will stare, transfixed at the beauty of this woman. يَتَلَذَّذْ مِنْ رُؤْيَتِهَا. He will get lazzat just looking at her. How much lazzat? How much lazzat and ecstasy? It is said the first gaze will be 70 years long. Kullama nadhara ilayha izdadat fi aynihi 70 dhafan husnan wa jamala. Each time you will look at her and look away. Nowadays you get youngsters. What they say, eye candy. Look somewhere. The girl is totally inappropriate. Parents are telling him, bye. She has to become the mother of your children. It's not suitable. Look at the background. Look at the akhlaq. What does he say? I'm madly in love. Pagal ho chuka. I'm madly in love. If I don't get her, I'll commit suicide. And then the marriage is made. And 1 month later, he's looking somewhere else. Human nature is like that. Something is beautiful, the glitter and glamour wanes. Allahu Akbar, the woman of Jannat. Comes in the riwayat. He will look at her. Look away, look back, she will be 70 times more beautiful. Look away, look back, 70 times more beautiful. يَتَلَذَّذْ مِنْ رُؤْيَتِهَا. He will continue gaining lazzat just looking at her. Such a jannat, such women. And the woman of dunya who pleases Allah. The woman of dunya who pleases Allah, it comes in the riwayat, Allah will give her 70,000 times more beauty than this woman. Such a jannat. Such a jannat, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Take the sabak, Muharram has come on the 1st of Muharram. That personality, Kamil Shahadat attacked on the Musalla. It was the 27th of Zulhijjah. On the Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi, attacked. He was carried away. He was the Imam of Fajr Salah. 3 or 4 days in and out of consciousness. Each time he would open up his eyes, what would he ask? Unconscious, open the eyes in that condition. And what would he ask? Has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? When that muazzin calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, where is the ummah today? Is only Jummah Salah farz? What answer are we going to give that youngster today? What does he say? He say, I didn't want to take my shoes and socks off. In college, it was inconvenient for me to take my shoes and socks off, so I made my namaz qaza. Or it was too cold, I didn't go to the masjid. Or it was too hot, I didn't go to the masjid. What about... what about the heat of Jahannam? What about the coldness of Jahannam? Halat and conditions in the world we are worried about. In every direction, the athar and signs of Allah's ghadab and anger are apparent. The blood of this ummah cheapened like it has never been cheapened before. Rivers flowing with the blood of this ummah. Our mothers and sisters without homes. Little babies crying on the breast of their mothers, having lost their homes, lost their possessions. Every halat and condition turned against this ummah, and still we are running. Still we are running behind this dunya. Still we are not making tawbah. Still the masjid is empty. Is this someone else's worry? Is this someone else's cry? Are we waiting for some angel to come down? Are we waiting, na'uzubillah, for another Nabi to come? My Nabi on the plains of Mina and Arafat, what was his cry? La Nabi Abadi, wa la ummata ba'da ummati. No other Nabi to come. His worry and concern was for you and I. This is not an ordinary ummat, my respected brothers. Muharram has come. New Year has come. Let us not be an ummat of rituals. Take the sabak, take the lesson. A-H, what is H? Hijrah. In the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Islam had spread far and wide. Sahaba felt the need to establish a calendar. Where must the calendar of this ummah start? What must this ummah every Muharram be reminded about? What was so significant that it should be, what was that milestone on the basis of which the calendar of Islam should start? People started giving rise and opinions. Sahaba gave opinions. Logical opinions. Someone said, Mauludun Nabi, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone said, Fateh Badr, the conquest of Badr. Allahu Akbar, what was Badr? Sahaba of Badr, Bukhari Sharif hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La'alla Allah ta'ala ittala ala ahli badrin faqala i'malu ma shi'tum fa inni ghafartu lakum. Allah looked at the sahaba of Badr and said, from now till you die, do whatever you want to do. Jannat is wajib for you. So they said, Fateh Badr, conquest of Badr, the calendar should start. Someone said, Fateh Makkah, conquest of Makkah. What was the conquest of Makkah? That Nabi, Allahu Akbar, how much of love he must have had for Makkah. How much of love he must have had for Kaabatullah. Yet for the sake of this deen, that day comes. The skies had to witness it, the earth had to witness it. The most beloved of Allah, the greatest of Allah's creation, what justice can you and I ever do to the praise of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When Quran does not get tired of praising this Nabi. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Tabaraka alladhi nazzala al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil alamin nadhira. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin wa kana Allahu bi kulli shay'in alima. Tabaraka alladhi nazzala al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil alamin nadhira. Wa ma arsalnaka illa كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى. نون والقلم وما يسترون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا خير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون إنه لقول رسول كريم وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون. تنزيل من رب العالمين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فتر ولسوف يعطيك ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. With our dirty tongues and our puny intellects, what haq can we ever do to the praise of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When Allah himself doesn't get tired of praising his Nabi. Yet ostracized from Makkah, removed from his birthplace as he is leaving Makkah, tears pouring down his cheeks, Ya Makkah too. ما أطيبك من بلد وأحبك إلي لولا أن قومي أخرجوني منك لما سكنت غيرك. With tears pouring from his eyes, he turns around, keeps looking at Makkah, keeps turning around to look at Makkah. And he says, oh Makkah, what a beautiful place you are. How pure and how sacred you are. If my nation had not expelled me from Makkah, I would never have lived anywhere else. This cry reaches the arsh of Allah. Jibreel is dispatched. Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Quran la radduka ila ma'ad. That Allah who ordained the Quran upon you will bring you back to Makkah. Allah will bring you back to Makkah. What was the kayfiyat and manner that he enters Makkah? Conquest of Makkah yet. Sahaba describe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the back of his camel, his head lowered so that his Mubarak chin is touching the flank of the camel. Complete humility. Complete humility. La ilaha illallahu wahda. La ilaha illallahu wahda. Nasara abada. All praise is due. There is no God but Allah. Allah is alone. Nasara abada. Allah helped. He doesn't say Allah helped Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't say Allah helped his Nabi. Nasara abada. Allah helped his slave. Anjaza wa'ada. Allah fulfilled his promise. Hazam al ahzaba wahda. Allah alone defeated the enemy. Man tawada alillahi rafa'ahu Allah. The one who will lower himself for Allah, Allah will raise him. Allah doesn't like pride. Allah save us from arrogance. Innal kibra batarul haq. My Nabi said, kibr, pride, arrogance will become an obstacle to you accepting the truth. Take out this from the heart that I know everything and that people must answer to me. This is destroying the ummah. إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ تُولَى. Allahu Akbar. How, look at the manner Allah says in the Quran. لَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَى. Do not walk with pride on this earth. No, but don't stamp your foot on the ground as if you are somebody. No matter how hard you stamp, your foot will break. You won't break the earth of Allah. لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا. You will not reach the height of mountains. Lower yourself, Allah will raise you. One opinion comes, Fateh Makkah, conquest of Makkah. Each time Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu keeps asking for opinions. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is silent. Finally, Umar turns to him, Ali, what is your opinion? Where should the calendar of Islam start? What was the opinion of Ali radiallahu anhu? Al-Hijra. Hijrat, gar chorna, biwi bachche chorna, Allah ke liye. Mahbubat, marghubat, qurban kar dena Allah. What does hijrat mean? To give up one's home, to give up one's family, give up that which is beloved for the sake of Allah. Ultimate qurbani, if we look logically, it shouldn't have been hijrat. Badr was a victory. Fateh Makkah was a victory. Hijrat, how did it take place? Quietly. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's the middle of the day, not a normal time for him to go. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha narrates. She says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in a time that was not normal. He met my father and he said to Abu Bakr, Allah has given permission for hijrat. The command for hijrat has come. What did this mean? A prize of 100 camels for the head of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzubillah. Every step of this journey will be fraught with danger, with peril. And yet, the moment Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu hears of this, first thing he asks, As-suhba ya Rasulullah. As-suhba ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, can I be your companion in this hijrat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Naam Abu Bakr, you will be my companion in this hijrat. What is the effect of this? This was like a death sentence logically. Yet what does Aisha radiallahu anha, young girl she was at that time, look at her intelligence. She says, Ma sha'artu qattu qabla dhalika al-yawm anna ahadan yabki min al-farah hatta ra'aytu Aba Bakrin yawma idhin yafrah. Hatta ra'aytu Aba Bakrin yawma idhin yabki. She said, I had heard that it was possible for someone to cry out of delight and happiness. But I hadn't seen the reality of it until that day when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to my father, you will be my companion in hijrat. Abu Bakr burst into tears as a result of joy and happiness. It was the 27th of Safar in the dead of night. The house of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam surrounded. My Nabi leaves stealthily, flings the sand. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. They were blinded. Medina is towards the north. Ghar-e-Thor is towards the south. Yet they go towards Ghar-e-Thor. Crawling, so that the trackers could not find them. By the time they reach the mountain, the hands and feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are bleeding. He is unable to climb the mountain. Abu Bakr carries Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his back. Scales the mountain till they come to the mouth of the cave. It's pitch dark. Abu Bakr says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wait. Abu Bakr goes into the cave. Starts covering up all the holes with the fear that there may be some peril or danger. Finally, when all the holes are covered, still one or two holes remain. He takes out his kurta. He takes out his amama, fills the holes. Still one hole remains. He places his foot against it. And then he requests Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come in. It was dark. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't see what Abu Bakr had done. The next day when the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam open, Abu Bakr, what happened to your turban? Abu Bakr, what happened to your kurta? What is the response that, Ya Rasulullah, I was afraid that there may be some danger or harm or peril. So I used my turban, I used my kurta to cover up the holes. Tears enter into the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He looks to the heavens and he says, Oh Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr. And make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannat. He says this three times. Jibreel comes down. Ya Rasulullah, Allah is happy with Abu Bakr and Allah has made Abu Bakr your companion in Jannah. That maqam and status, yet he would remonstrate with himself in the latter part of his life, and what would he say? Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'adad. Ya layta ummi lam talidni. Abu Bakr, such basharat and glad tidings, yet he would say, if only my mother had not given birth to me. If only I was a blade of grass and some animal had eaten me up. Hijrat took place like this, yet when Ali radiallahu ta'ala is asked, where should the calendar start? This is his opinion, hijrat. Referring to that night in Aqaba, in Mina, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the time Nubuwat started, year in, year out, year in, year out, 10 to 10, person to person, may yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi, who is going to shelter me?